Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chair. Concerning Section 3, we are grateful for all the efforts that you've made, and we will restrict our comments to what we consider to be most important. So, in the introductory part, given the crucial importance of this section, we would like to insist on the appropriateness of stressing the great worry and concern about the use of these weapons in populated areas, which is one of the main thrusts of the political declaration. We would repeat our proposal to start the introductory sentence by something like deeply concerned over the devastating effects and the unacceptable levels of suffering among civilians and the harm caused by the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, and therefore committed to strengthening the protection, to taking urgent measures to strengthen the protection and continue as is. Now, concerning 3.3, the central part of the declaration, it is very difficult for us to accept a commitment that is not sufficiently important to bring about a change in the current situation concerning the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Therefore, we would insist that we should not use the word restrict and simply use the word avoid. In any case, limiting the commitment on the use of explosive weapons in the broad sense of the word, which is what we want to avoid, means that we must strengthen the commitment so we can accept the additional phraseology in this paragraph. In that context, we agree with the delegations who have said that it is necessary to keep the language at the end of the paragraph in accordance with international humanitarian law. Additionally, avoiding the use of these weapons must be the main recommendation in the declaration, and therefore, after the word including, we should also have a word like necessarily or always to make it clear that these are different alternatives. In 3.4, it is necessary for the armed forces to take a more active role. Therefore, we should replace the word take into account by evaluate. And in 3.5, we should note, in addition to international humanitarian law, the importance of disseminating the objectives of